Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, the largest paranormal investigating organization in the Garden State. And of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
How are you?
Another day here.
Yeah. But you know what? Did that happen where you have to do that commuting thing again that you like to do to make money?
Not yet.
Okay. So, have you noticed there's new books coming out from Clarissy Press?
Yes.
Which is the publishing house that does America's Haunted Road Trip, which my book was a part of,
right,
of the series. It came out last year. And this year, we have Rosemary Ellen Guiley's book, Ghost Hunting Pennsylvania, is coming out in October, beginning of October. April Slaughter has her Ghost Hunting Texas. And Mike Varhola has his Ghost Hunting Maryland book coming out. And that's pretty cool.
Yes.
So we got new additions to the series. I'm very excited and very happy for them. They're great people. And you can, really connect with them as well, not only through Facebook, and like I was telling you a couple weeks ago, NJGHS now has a Facebook fan page, and I think April and a bunch of them have become fans. So
right,
you can connect through there, but you can also connect through americashauntedroadtrip.com.
Yeah, I talk to April once in a while.
I've never talked to her. I mean, I've just, through Facebook, I see what she's posting. And
on MySpace, once in a while, we talk.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know if I have her on. I think I do have her on MySpace.
Yeah, she's having some type of, party or something for her book coming out.
Yeah, the book release. Yeah. I saw the invite through Facebook, and I wrote back. I said, well, obviously, I can't afford to go all the way down to Texas for that, but but I wished her congratulations, and I sincerely mean that. I'm so happy for her. I know she did a lot of work on it. It's a big state.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of books can come out of that state.
Yeah, exactly. So, she's a cool chick. I'm happy for her that worked out.
She's a fellow redhead, isn't she?
Yeah. Yep.
Hell's it with ghost hunting chicks? All freaking redheads.
Not all. No, they're mostly, from what I have seen, predominantly brunette.
Hmm.
Then blonde. Yeah, April and I are kind of rare.
Think about it. You're both ghost hunters, you're both writers now.
Yeah, really?
So, both redheads.
With the same publishing company.
What are the chances of that?
I know, small world. Also, if you visit the presentation page of the NJGHS.net site, you will see the schedule for my upcoming presentations in the Jersey area, as well as events that are posted on the America's Haunted Road Trip site. I recently exchanged emails with Kathy Kelly of Paranormal Books and Curiosities in Asbury Park, and she said, even though my book has been out coming up on a year, she's sold like 60 copies of it, and
nice,
she wants me to come back and do another book signing in October, and I'm like, sweet, I'll be there. I love the store. And plus, she said she's expanding the store. So I don't even know how she's doing that if she took over another thing, but she said she's expanding the store, and she really wants me to come back down and do
it. Expanding it?
Yeah.
I was there one time, too, and I mean, I saw the whole store, and I'm like,
unless the store on the other side.
Well, there is, I think there's a basement in there.
Maybe. I don't know. But she said to me in her email she's expanding the store and, and she'd like me to come back and do another book signing. So I...
What the hell?
Yeah. You know what? I don't have my calendar here because actually I could tell you the date that we settled on. It was a Sunday in October. Is October 20th a Sunday?
No. There's the 18th and the 25th.
Then it must have been the 18th. Sunday the 18th from like 3:30 to 5:30, I think we schedule it. I do have it on the presentation page of the NJGHS site, so I get to go down there again, so that'll be cool.
Nice.
See everybody. And I've got different presentations and things coming up in different libraries. And of course, if you if you're someone that says, wow, how come you never come to my library, go to your librarian. Usually it's the head librarian or the reference librarian who's in charge
right,
of booking programs, and just tell them, hey, go to njghs.net/presentations, and they can see my bio, they can see that there's the Mysteries of the Paranormal, there's the Ghost Hunting 101, basically, presentation, and they can also see my schedule to know, what dates
right,
I'm so far as available compared to what they have for availability, and they can email me, And I'm happy to do it. It's, you know, I do ask for a $200 honorarium, and that's just because of the travel costs and everything else involved, you know. But, and all that's on there, and I have no problem. A lot of libraries say, well, can you send us an invoice with your Social Security number on it? Because they need that for their bookkeeping and so forth, and that's not a problem, you know. I won't email it or post it because it's got my social on it, but, you know, I don't mind sending it. Or sometimes I'll make it a PDF and attach it to an email and send it right to the person. But in any event, you know, all the details are on the presentation page, so I'm looking forward to kicking off a lot of stuff with that that's coming up. And that's good that I'll get to see Kathy Kelly. And I was even mentioning to her in the email that, you know, it'd be nice to interview her for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, let me know when you have a chance, and we'll talk by phone because I have that little recorder device,
so
I can always record it anytime and just pull it into the show, or, you know. And, so that should be interesting.
Cool.
Get
Very
back
cool.
down there. Yeah, and I want to see how she's expanded the store and everything. So, yeah, there's a lot of neat things going on. I know I'm supposed to do a couple private events. One is for a yacht club, a ladies auxiliary club at a yacht club. Another one, I'll be at Roxbury High School for a whole day.
Jeez.
Yeah, presenting to several classes. Monmouth University's nursing program, I presented to their nursing. They have a class on death and dying as part of being a nurse, you know, nursing program. They had me down there last year, and the teacher wrote to me, and she said, you know, that was so well received, and a lot of students have heard from former students that they had this as part of their class.
Right.
She said, would you come back and do it again? I'm like, yeah, sure. So I'll be doing that. And and then we have the conference in Cape May. I'll be at Roxbury High School all day that Friday, leave that high school, go pick up my kids, and fly down to Cape May, present that night, and hang around, be there for the weekend, come back on Sunday.
Nice.
So. Lots doing. Lots doing. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure more things will crop up. But like I said, if people can see, like, the schedule announcement through booktour.com, americashauntedroadtrip.com, and on our site on the presentations page. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Busy.
Definitely going to be fun. And, you know, I'll get Jezebel out and about, weather permitting, and, you know, if people want to take a morbid mobile tour, always fun thing to do.
Of course.
And if you're a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, it's $20. You save $5. There you go.
Ta-da!
Another incentive to send those pair of shares in and get membership. You get a discount on Morbid Mobile Tours. You get 10% off the books we sell. And get to participate in cemetery hunts and private investigations. You get training for free at the investigation, you know, the cemetery hunts. So, you know.
Where's the downfall?
Yeah. Hello. All right, we're going to move along to meeting announcements. Let's see, North Jersey Division. Your meeting is coming up on October 20th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Yellow Room of the Community Center located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This month's meeting topic, scrying. Team leader Dina Chirico will cover this fascinating topic of scrying, which is basically either using a scrying mirror. It means to, like, look into it and kind of mesmerize or hypnotize yourself and see images show up on a surface, whether it's a black mirror. Some people used to do it with a very still pool of water in a well or something. But yeah, you got to check it out. It's very cool. Central Jersey Division, your meeting is coming up soon on October 7th in the Hazlitt Library from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Hazlitt Library is conveniently located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leader Brian McCauley heads up this division and will be there. As always, the meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member, but you can sign up for membership at the meeting. It's $20 lifetime. And if you have any questionable photographs, recordings, video, there's always a share and scare segment, so feel free to bring up your evidence and they will review it for you. Okay, so don't miss a meeting. And we will be right back after this quick break. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary,
located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, I'm Charles J. Adams III, the author of Cape May Ghost Stories and many other local ghost books, and you're listening to the Deadline podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandhuman.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandhemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
It's time for Parashare. This is the part of the show that if you've had a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell, you would be sending it to me in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. And for each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary, or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart, that's your astrological blueprint, and valued at $75. We'll keep track of the parishares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, birth time, and birthplace, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. Ta-da! Now, let's see. We actually have one this week. Holy moly, I thought I was seeing things. Okay, here we go. Never sent in a parashare because you were there for most of our experiences. You know most of our stories firsthand. This is one that I don't think I ever told you about. I live in the house I grew up in, as did my mom and grandparents before her. Thinking back now, this was really my first ghostly experience. This happened long before I became a ghost hunter, and may have initially started my interest in the field. I was 12 years old. I shared a bedroom with my brother in the upstairs of the house. One night, I woke up from a dead sleep. It was 2 in the morning. I remember distinctly, just as I remember this incident like it happened yesterday. In the corner of the room sat a dog. We always had dogs growing up, but this was not one of ours. I had never seen it before, especially since this one seemed to be glowing. It looked happy to see me and started wagging its tail. Before logic could kick in, I called it to come over. Come here, come on, making a kissy noises and waving my hand. He came right to me. I was petting him. I remember vividly actually feeling the fur. Sure didn't seem like a dream at all at that time. Maybe after a minute or so, I simply rolled over and went back to sleep and didn't think much of it. But it stuck in my head as some vivid dreams sometimes do. And he said dreams in quotations. Now here it comes. That winter, Mom is sitting at the kitchen table going through the old box of pictures from the attic. I sit down with her and start flipping through the old black and whites of her as a kid. Oh my God, that's the dog! That's what he screams out loud. She says, what dog? I tell her about the, quote, dream I had 4 months earlier. This was the dog in the picture. Mom thought I was making up stories till I said he was brown and white, right? Remember, the photo was in black and white. She just stared at me with a very puzzled look on her face. And she said, that was my Tootsie. He died when I was 17 years old in 1952. I could see she was teary-eyed, so we dropped the subject and never spoke of it again. This comes to us from John Wilton of SpiritSearchers.com, and he's a charter member of the NJGHS.
Very cool.
Very cool. Thank you so much for that, John. And no, he had never told me that story. I would have remembered something like that, because I'm a dog lover, cat lover, you know. And I would have remembered, but that was really, really cool. And we're going to take a quick commercial break.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Halloween is coming fast, and so is the 2009 Phantom Con in Hickory, North Carolina, October 16th through the 18th. Phantom Con will be the only host of the 2009 Haunted Survivors Tour. Guests include Shannon Sylvia of Ghost Hunters International, Jeff Sylvia of Up for Discussion, Jan Pierce, Stephen LaChance, and Denise Jones of the Haunted Survivors Tour. Psychic medium to the stars, Lizzie Starr. Author and psychic, Katie Boyd. And psychic investigator, Jackie Carpenter. Also, Jason Gowan and Nathan Schoonover of the Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show. Tickets start at $20 for 1 day and $35 for the 2-day event, October 16th and 17th. There will also be an evening ghost hunt and a special Sunday event, October 18th, both with limited seating. Discover more about the paranormal and the 2009 Phantom Con at www.phantomcon.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger of GhostVillage.com, and when I'm not out hunting ghosts and seeking out folklore, I'm listening to The Deadline.
Hey, it's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's question was about the fifth floor of this haunted Capitol building. Many workers have seen and witnessed this George spirit turning doorknobs and rattling keys and mumbling over the years. And they even had a Halloween seance that was conducted here on local television in 1981. So you were asked, what is the city and state that this Capitol building reside? The answer, Albany, New York. The Albany, New York Capitol building. And I saw it when I was up there to see Green Day back in July. So had I known at that point, I would have made it. I got to Albany early enough in the day, I would have taken time to kind of, you know, poke around in there, but I didn't know until I was writing these shows about this, so pretty cool. All right, this week's Haunted Trivia deals with a building that dates back to 1889 and today serves as a restaurant in Portland, Oregon. Its chief complaint on the paranormal level, a ghost that flushes the toilets in the men's room. However, the most unsettling experience happened to one of the waitresses when she went down to the basement to use the adding machine in the office to tally her tips for the evening. As she was walking down the stairs, she felt a hand push her and she fell. The bartender and the doorman rushed to help her up, and a mop bucket was thrown down the stairs at them by an unseen hand. The waitress quit the next day. What is the name of this restaurant? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you will win one of our t-shirts. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
There's a ghost story. Get to work.
Never mind counting up that money. Get to work. Yeah, that sounds pretty creepy. I would quit. Something pushed me down the stairs and then hurled something at everybody's heads. I'd be like, see ya. You know?
Well,
definitely
did,
not worth
did she
it.
Go and finish tallying up her tips?
I don't know. I would have been like, I got the money, I'm going. You know? That is creepy. I mean, when I was a kid, I worked in a nursing home in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And that was in the basement. And that was creepy. You know, because, let's face it, old people can be creepy.
Yeah, some of them can,
they're creepy, scary looking, you know?
And some, yeah.
They're hollowed out and withdrawn and ugh. And of course, my mother, the movie The Shining with Jack Nicholson comes out and she takes me to see it. And I'm like, great. That whole old lady bathtub scene sticks in my head. And I'm like, now I got to go back to work in the old folks' home.
All right.
In the basement, all by myself at night. Oh, my God. But anyway, yeah, it's amazing. Funny, scary things that happen out there. So, I want to remind people that if you haven't done it yet, you should sign up for our Yahoo group. The link is on the homepage of njghs.net. And you should also be a friend of America's Haunted Road Trip. It is the MySpace of the paranormal, and the link is right on our homepage of njghs.net, or you can go directly to americashauntedroadtrip.com. Anything else?
No, I think you pretty much covered it all.
Oh, I do have to say congratulations. A couple weeks ago, my cousin, his wife, who does the breeding of Great Danes and French Bulldogs. Mm-hmm. Well, they had a litter of French Bulldogs, but I don't really care about them because they're not my favorite. But they had a litter of Great Dane puppies.
Ah.
And they are cute. And a couple of them are Scooby-Doo puppies. You could just tell. You know, there were a couple fawns. She had a couple charcoal brindle style, you know?
Nah.
Yeah.
Not really.
But the fawns are they're all cute, you know. They're just really cute. So congratulations to them.
So how long till I see one running around here?
Oh, forget it. I know. I want one in the worst way, and I'm like, Sharon, why did you post those pictures? She posted them on Facebook, and I was just like, oh my God, I want one so badly. But someday, you know, if I get a house, because I definitely want a house with a fence yard so the dog mm-hmm. can run around. I don't, you know. It's one thing, like, when I had Captain, you know, my Great Dane, but he was older.
Right.
So he was, like, you know, you could take him out to a park. Mm-hmm. He'd let him run for 5-10 minutes, and he had it out of his system for the next 24 hours, you know. But a puppy is going to need to run a lot, and that's not going to be conducive in an apartment. So, anyway. But, yeah, so congratulations to them. Very happy. They're very cute. All right. So if anybody wants a puppy Great Dane, you can go to laticgreatdanes.com. That's their website, and they also have, like I said, the French Bulldogs. These are, Sharon breeds her Great Danes to have a very long neck. She said she likes the long look their neck. You know, she's had all champion Danes, like, I mean, show dogs. Captain was a show dog, but he just didn't like being in the shows, you know, so he kind of pooped out of that early. But a lot of her dogs have gone on to, you know, with the AKC and all the different... All those blue blood clubs that they have.
Canuba.
Yeah, you know, a lot of her dogs have taken all kinds of first prizes. And, you know, like, usually they have that kennel club show on mm-hmm, Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
And one of her Great Danes was in that and took first place in the large dog category. And they're amazing. I mean, the dogs that she has are just, they're gorgeous. So, yeah, so you can check it out. Same last name as me, Latic.
With an H.
Yeah, with an H. LaticGreatDanes.com. Anyway. Thank you so much, Brian, for your effervescent personality and entertaining charm, wit, and humor on the show here.
Hail to the king, baby.
and being the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline, so thank you. And thank you, team leaders, Dina Tirico and Brian McCauley. And thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, and you can even post your little comments on Podcast Alley. If there's any questions you have, send it to us. And keep listening and downloading, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.